Gaël Intel, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Founder and CEO of Moya App. Tell us a bit about this app. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Tell us all about Moya.
Moya App is a messaging app in the first instance, like WhatsApp, but no data cost. So if you use Moya App as in the same way you were using WhatsApp, it's data free, meaning it doesn't take any of your own data balance. And if you have no data balance on your SIM card, it still works.
How do you manage to do that? What's the catch is the first question.
It's funny, when we launched it, that was one of the most common questions users asked us, because there must be a catch. But there is no catch. Literally, it is data free for messaging. In addition, there's a whole content area with 300 different content services of news, sport, weather, reading books, also data free, all in the one app. And there's a mobile wallet, money wallet account called Moya Pay, all within the app. And our strategy in terms of making it data free is we actually pay for the data. It's not free because we're paying for it. But we're creating an audience platform at scale in South Africa so that businesses, enterprises, government agencies, and so on can communicate with citizens in South Africa. The money's with business, not with users.
Got you. And that's quite an interesting approach, actually. So it is scalable across all networks in South Africa. But one of the things, you used the comparison of WhatsApp. One of the things that WhatsApp really stood out for very early on was the ability to communicate internationally. You know, at little cost, at least in the WhatsApp case, at the cost of just the data that you're using. Am I able to communicate internationally through the app to somebody else, you know, on an international number, for example?
Sure. If they're using Moya app in some other country, they can use it just the same as you. It's only data free in South Africa.
Got it.
So people overseas would be able to use Moya app, but it's not data free in other countries.
But just as they
so
would.
Moya app is really focused on the South African market in terms of disrupting WhatsApp. That's what we're doing.
One of the other things that we've noticed is that you also have this partnership with the ability to register for SASSA grants, as well as you assisted in the 2022 census, which is such an important particular data collection tool that, in fact, Western Cape finds itself well behind on compared to the rest of the country. How are you able to do that on Moya app?
Well, in Moya app, we can literally take any website that's out there on the internet and put it into Moya app, and it's data free. Again, at our data costs. So our contribution to, citizens of South Africa has in fact been to make access to the SASSA grant website data free by putting it in Moya. And we did exactly the same with the census when I heard Alan Windey a week or two ago saying, the take up in Western Cape from citizens completing the census was not what they hoped. So our help with that was to put it in Moya app. So people could access the census data free.
Now, you mentioned scale, which you obviously have quite a bit of, at 6 million active monthly users and 4 million daily users. What would you say is your target?
Well, you're right up with the numbers. So thank you. That's 6 million monthly active users in South Africa and
yes.
4 million daily in South Africa. WhatsApp has somewhere around 25 million active monthly active users in South Africa, and that's our target. Our aim is that everyone
unapologetically dethroning WhatsApp. Okay, fair enough. One doesn't have the concerns of its parent company as well, in terms of privacy concerns. And do you have that kind of encryption, end to end encryption that WhatsApp is also, quite liked for?
Yeah, no, for sure. End to end encryption. We can't read messages. We don't store messages on servers. Once they're delivered, they're gone. So, you know, really modeling the messaging side of Moya app on WhatsApp. I mean, it's a great technology and product for sure. And I actually don't expect WhatsApp to disappear. It's just people will use Moya app as well as WhatsApp.
And I think,
but privacy is very important to us.
I think if we have to compare this to the other ones, Telegram, Signal, I think you're probably the second largest after WhatsApp.
Yes,
it's pretty impressive.
For sure we are. I think there's a lot of noise around Telegram, Signal, but they've never really got
big traction
in South Africa. In South Africa, yeah.
Well, this is
the real, the value proposition of Moya app is it's data free. I mean, that doesn't need explaining to people here who are sensitive about cost of data and affordability and so on. If it's data free, it's data free.
Moya app can be downloaded, I imagine, both at the Google Store as well as the Play Store as well as the Apple Store, Android as well as Apple. Am I right?
Nearly. We're actually focused first on Android, and we're right in the middle of releasing on an iOS version for Apple, and just fighting the bureaucracy at Apple in terms of getting the account set up and approved. But I expect within certainly this month, the iOS version will be available as well.
Alrighty. Sports scores, local services, fun games, checking the weather, reading books, and a digital wallet feature, all data free on Moya Pay and Moya app, soon coming to you on iOS. But if you are currently on Android, please check it out immediately. Thank you so much, Gar Lentil, for giving us this insight, a wonderful South African innovation.
My pleasure. You should start asking your listeners to message you on Moya app as well as WhatsApp. Same, that you can use
That's
the same
clever.
Number.
So I think we've got an Android. Thank
well,
you.
You know, people, your listeners may not always have data, but they can always communicate with you using Moya app in addition to WhatsApp.
Smart.
Just saying.
That's very smart. Actually, especially if they're using data to stream, you don't want to spend it on streaming as well as. So this is smart. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Then.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Founder and CEO of Moya app, Gar Lentil.